Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hello, everyone. This is Andy.
And I'm Haru.
And we are here with the January 2022 countdown. And first of all, we would like to say Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. We have some wonderful songs for you this month, so sit back and enjoy the countdown. But before we get into all of those great songs and tracks that we have for you, I have a short announcement for some of our listeners. Would you like to join our team? We are currently searching for an audio editor and content distributor, and we would really like for someone with a passion for Japanese music to join us in this position. So you can join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there by checking out our website at jtop10.jp/join for all of the details on how you can join our team. And of course, you will get to work with some wonderful people like me and Haru. Well, Haru, how have you been? It feels like it's been a little while since I've talked to you last.
Yeah, I just stayed at home and I got vaccinated, finally.
Oh, wow, congratulations. Did you have any reaction? Were you okay?
Yeah, I think I'm okay.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. And now you can feel at least a little bit safer, right?
Yeah.
No, that's wonderful. I mean, and now it's for us here in Japan, it's our New Year's holidays. Do you have any plans coming up?
Not really. I just stay at home.
No, I think that's the best course of action. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe you can spend some time with your family and eat. We were just talking just before about osechi, so maybe you can eat some traditional foods.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. So, without further ado, at number 10, we have Cube by Gen Hoshino, and that's down 5 spots from our last countdown. So please enjoy.
Number 10.
Yeah.
Before becoming a solo artist, Hoshino has led the instrumental band Sakeroku, where he played the marimba and guitar. They have released over 10 albums before disbanding in 2015.
Hoshino also has an acting career, and in 2021, he married fellow actress Yui Aragaki, as known as Gaki, who is his co-worker in the television series The Full-Time Wife Escapist.
I completely forgot. 2021's been so long, I forgot that he got married. yes, and well, on a sadder note, I guess, the lyrical content of this song is actually quite sad, and it describes a situation of someone trapped in a cube with no way to escape. I don't know, were you able to look at the lyrics at all for this song?
Yeah. I noticed that this is the... Actually, the song was used as the theme song for the Japanese fiction horror movie, Cube. And this is the remake and continuation of the 1997 Canadian film, Cube. So this is the original, the Japanese original version of Cube.
Oh, okay, that's what... Okay, because I saw that... I knew that Cube was a movie, a horror movie, and outside of Japan. And then in the lyrics, he says at one point, I saw this in a Canadian movie when. That makes sense. Okay. I thought it was just kind of random, like he was like talking about some Canadian movie. Oh. I see. Have you ever seen Cube?
Oh, not yet.
That's it's kind of a really strange movie, I think.
Oh.
But interesting. Yeah, it's a very strange just juxtaposition. Like the song doesn't feel very sad, but the lyrics are really something. Yeah. Anyways, that was Cube by Gen Hoshino.
At number 9, we have a new song. This is Last Scene by Masaki Suda.
Number 9.
の涙に手を伸ばすんだよ夜明け間近の水星みたいにほらラストシーンは凛とした青だ息を切らして風を追い越してここまで来たんだよ だ諦めないと決めた空の下ああ君のことが愛しく思えたよ風の向こうで咲いていた一人じゃないんだと守りたいと願ったなりふり構わず君の涙を僕に預けて大丈夫さ小さくうなずいて欲しい手に入れたものも失ったものもその先で輝くものもいつかきっとさ 夜明け間近に星は輝いた。ほら、ラストシーンは凛とした青だ。
Last scene was the theme song for the TBS drama series Japan Sinks, People of Hope, based on the classic 1973 disaster novel by Japanese author Sakio Komatsu.
A quote from Suda mentioned that the song Last Scene is about hope and the ideal leader. The video is like a photograph, like a painting, like the future, like the past, dreamy, raw, and mysterious.
The video was directed by Kyotaro Hayashi, the visual artist responsible for distinctive music videos by numerous J-pop acts, including Suda's Machigai Sagashi, Gen Hoshino's Fushigi, and Mr. Children's Here Comes My Love.
Hayashi says that he was inspired by old-fashioned blueprints for the clip. He explains that the blueprint is one of the oldest forms of copying and has been used in a variety of situations. I thought that the beautiful texture of the indigo color and the duplicated Masaki Suda looking at us and facing forward would be enough to convey the fantasy he described and the emotion behind the lyrics of the song. That's funny, we have another Gen Hoshino connection.
Yeah.
I actually was unable to see the video for this song, but I'm interested from the description about like blueprints and like kind of copying and things. Did you watch Japan Sinks, People of Hope?
Japan Sinks? No, I didn't.
Yeah, I think it's okay. It was really, my friend was really into it, but it seems so depressing. Yeah, it just seems too real almost.
Yeah.
At our number 8 spot, we have Tabita Ai, or The Love I Ate by Aiko, down 2 spots from our last countdown. So please enjoy.
Number 8.
それで合ってるよ。だけど言ったら
し起きてて些細なことで強く日々は続く向こうで何飲んでるのどんな服着てるの私と今喋って大丈夫
That, again, was Tabeta Ai. Aiko Yanai, also known as Aiko, is a Japanese pop singer and songwriter. She is most famous for her hit songs Ashita, Kabutomushi, Hanabi, Sakura no Toki, Boyfriend, and Kira Kira.
In July 1998, Aiko debuted on the major label with her first single, Ashita or Tomorrow, which was used as the theme song for the movie Toire no Hanako-san.
If you want to learn more about Aiko, Aiko Bung from 2005 was the first official book about Aiko. The book contains her autobiography, which is done in an interview style, photos, feature articles from monthly magazine GB MusicNet, and liner notes by herself. Actually, speaking of people who got married this year, didn't Aiko also announce?
Yeah. And you know, also, Masaki Suda, he got married.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh my gosh. We have a wedding theme for the top of the list. I actually forgot that. Yeah, Masaki Suda also announced that. Oh, I think Aiko's so cute. I love her song Milk. this is a really cute song too, and I love the video for it. Oh. So it kind of reminded me. She always has such like a cute hairstyle, I think.
Mm-hmm. At number 7, moving up one spot, this isGifted by BE:FIRST.
Number 7.
BMSG. BE:FIRST. Let's get started.
記憶に刻み込まれるその匂い。その匂い。指先触れるたびに溶ける命。たとえどんな色を見たってそこに君を出していたい、hey、どこを探したって僕ら以上はもうありえないでしょう We just gifted
Don't be shy なら物足りない全て僕のもんにしたい覚悟捨て去るんじゃない今を光らせる my life この体に刻みたい Baby あの世も
何度夢を見たっていつも僕は僕でいたい、yeah、
どこを探したって僕ら以上はもうありえないWe just get there
見たことない
You wanna know we just get there
We just gifted.
BE:FIRST is a 7-member Japanese dance and vocal group formed in 2021.
They released a pre-debut song called Shining One on August 16th, 2021.
Released November 3rd, Gifted is the group's debut single.
The title Gifted has the attitude that the members themselves are gifted, as well as carrying the message that everyone born is gifted in some way. I think that's very beautiful.
The song, Gifted, ranked at number one on the Billboard US Hot Trending Songs Global Chart on November 22nd, 2021. So this is the, you know, US version. It's not for Japan Billboard. It's a US global chart.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're doing, like, promotions abroad or anything, or if it just became popular by chance. I don't know.
Sure, but they debuted just, you know, 2021, then I think they are popular in Japan, but overseas I don't know. But
I was impressed. It was a very different sound from, I guess, a lot of the boy bands are starting to pick up different influences, but this was kind of unlike other boy band tracks that I had heard recently from Japan. Yeah, it was interesting. I'm excited to see more from this very new group. Well, speaking of branding abroad and to many fabulous listeners, if you want to advertise on our podcast, you can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. You can reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp, and we will help find an advertising plan that will suit your company.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Hailey, by sending her an email at hailey@jtop10.jp. hailey@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
Well, let us continue our wonderful trek through the countdown. At our number 6 spot, we have Daikobutsu, or Favorite Food, by Spitz, which is down 4 spots from our last countdown.
Number 6.
Come on.
Spitz was formed in 1987 by four art school students in Tokyo. It consists of Masamune Kusano, who is the lead vocalist and on rhythm guitar, Tetsuya Miwa, who does lead guitar, Akihiro Tamura, who's on bass, and Tatsuo Sakiyama, who does the drums.
The members have a long history with each other. All of the members went to art school. Kusano and Tamura met at Tokyo Zokei University. Miwa and Sakiyama went to Bunka Fashion College. Miwa and Tamura were classmates in junior high school.
The band's name, Spitz, was proposed by Kusano and means sharp and pointed in German. Kusano liked the sp or sp sound, as in special or crispy. Also, their fan club is named after the Norwegian island Spitsbergen. I'm very sorry, I think I pronounced that wrong, but Spitsbergen.
Their connection with their audience is very important to them. Their policy is not to give a performance at a stage bigger than an ordinary concert hall. After becoming a famous band, Kusano said, "We are not thinking of giving a performance at Nippon Budokan." Actually, later they performed at Nippon Budokan in 2014, 27 years after the band was formed.
That is interesting. So I guess he's a liar? No, I'm just kidding. No, I know it's hard, right, like to keep that promise. But I think it's a very interesting point that they made. I don't know about you. I love Spitz. I guess I really liked Spitz music by itself, but I introduced them to one of my friends, and he's become like the biggest Spitz fan that I know. And so I'm always happy to see them because it reminds me of him. Shout out to David.
So, like, yeah. He must be, what was the name of the fan club?
Spitsbergen? Yeah, I think he might be the governor of the Norwegian island, Spitsbergen. Or maybe just a citizen. By the way, are you a member of any fan clubs of any artists?
Fan club? Not really.
Yeah, me either. I've always, like, I always think about it, but I never join. maybe in this new year I can start. I'll choose a band.
Yeah. At number five, we have another new song. This is Akeboshi by Lisa.
Number 5.
Yeah.
静かにただ一筋の光をくれた
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Akeboshi or Morning Star is the first opening theme song for the anime Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Mugen Train Arc.
Written and composed by Yuki Kajiura, the song starts with strings in the intro, giving off an atmosphere of fantasy, melancholy, and mystery. Then a guitar riff reverberates through the middle of the song. The melody is very reminiscent of Aimer's song I Beg You, which was also composed by Kajiura.
The music video shows Lisa performing the song in a railroad tunnel illuminated by lanterns and on the lawn surrounded by flames at night, mixing with images of liquids called a live painting, created by painter Akiko Nakayama.
Lisa describes Akeboshi as a song of entrusted thoughts, hopes, and curses. Ooh. Interesting. I really did like the little, like the quote-unquote alive painting part of the video. I thought that was really cool.
And actually, Lisa performed this song, Akeboshi, on the New Year's Eve TV program, NHK Kohaku Utagassen 2021. So she performed.
I watched that and I did not remember that she did. Oh no. That's embarrassing. Speaking of, will you watch this year?
Kohaku? I'm not sure, actually.
I'm not sure either. I think I might be busy, but it was really fun. If I can watch again this year, maybe I'll try. Of course, we're for our listeners, we are recording a couple of days before, or one day before, the Utagassen and before New Year's. So, we don't know yet. Maybe it's a really good show. Hopefully there'll be some reports. Well, we are winding down our countdown, but not at the end yet. We have a couple more to go. But at our number 4 spot, we have Boy by King New, which is down one spot from last time.
Number 4. Kimi no tareori tsutekisa.
世界に死んだ誰とも違う美しさで笑っておくれよ息を切らした君は誰より素敵だ
That again was Boy by King New. The music video depicts the growing friendship between a young boy and a pink monster. When the monster is tormented by three girls in masks, the boy bands together with his friends to take on the girls, who then turn into a hydra, which is a serpent with multiple heads.
The boy in the music video is meant to represent the childhood persona of the lead singer Satoru Iguchi, while the visuals signify the nostalgic shenanigans. Okay. The nostalgic shenanigans that kids get into.
The visuals of the video were done by Osurin, a creative art director that also just did King New's music video for their song Hakujitsu. I love the art direction. Speaking of, it's like the color. It felt like a full movie. This kind of video. Yeah, I don't know. It was just a very interesting story, and I thought the main character, the young boy, was very cute.
Maybe it's not important, but I saw on the internet that Japanese listeners talk about this song, and the intro of this song is. It sounds similar with McDonald's commercial. Do you know?
Oh my! Actually, yeah. Now that you said that, that's really funny. I can hear it. Uh oh. Uh-oh. I think I'll never be able to hear anything but McDonald's now. Funny.
We are getting into the top three. At number three, moving up six spots. This is Nandemo Nai Yo or Nothing by Macaroni Enpitsu.
Number 3.
Boku ni wa nani mo nai na maichimau yo mo totte oki no serifu mo tokubetsu na yoshi mo君がくれたのは愛や幸せじゃないとびっきりの普通とそこに似合う笑顔だ僕でよかったかいこんな僕でよかったのかいなんて聞いたりしないよだって君がよかったんだそんな僕の予感なんだ体は関係ないほどの心の関係言葉が邪魔になるほどの心の関係会いたいとかねそばにいたいとかね守りたいとかそんなんじゃなくてただ僕より先に死なないでほしいそんなんでもなくてああやめときゃよかったななんでもないよなんでもないよ僕には何もないなってそんなこともないな君の本気で怒った顔ものんきに眠る顔もきっとこの先一番映していくこの前君の大きい笑い声をきっと誰よりもたくさん聞けるのは僕のこの耳体は関係ないほどの心の関係言葉が邪魔になるほどの心の関係守りたいとかそんなんじゃなくてただ僕より先に死なないでほしい
Macaroni Enpitsu is a four-member Japanese rock band formed in 2012.
Nande mo nai yo, or Nothing, is a love ballad where you can feel happiness and satisfaction with love.
In terms of sound, the song features an arrangement that is simple and the number of sounds is suppressed as much as possible.
The song moved up to number one on the Billboard charts the week of December 9th with... Oh, I can't read numbers. Let me try. Okay. 8,449,395 weekly streams. This band is so funny to me because my friend Ayaka, she introduced me to them almost a year ago. And she was like, oh, I think this band is going to be really popular. And she kept telling me that. And I didn't really hear from them until, yeah, doing this recording. And now here they are on our chart. I really, their sound is very unique. I like, this simple sound.
I like that, how do you call it? It's a bridge part before the main chorus. I like that part.
Yeah, I think that's actually, probably my favorite part too. It just, it works so well. Well, hopefully Macaroni Enpitsu can have some more popularity in the new year as well.
Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
As Haru mentioned, we are quickly coming to the end of our chart. So at our number two spot this countdown, we have Kimi ni Muchu, I'm Crazy About You by Hikaru Utada, or Utada Hikaru, which is new on our chart.
Number two.
いよいよの主分鍵になります今どこにいるすぐそこに行くよ Oh baby baby you が完全の幕日がつくと止められなくなる普段からおとなしくて嘘が下手そうなやつあるある嘘じゃないことなど一つでもあればそれで十分どのオリジナル 思い出させてよ Oh baby baby
That again was Kimi ni Muchu. This is the opening theme song for the TBS drama series Sai-ai, a suspense love story directed by Tsukahara Ayuko.
Hikaru Utada is a Japanese-American singer-songwriter and producer. Born in the United States to Japanese parents, a recording producer, Teruzane Utada, and an enka singer, Keiko Fuji. Utada began to write music and lyrics at an early age, and often traveled to Tokyo as a result of her father's job.
Utada is a core component of the ever-changing J-pop music genre and brings an American-inflected R&B vocal style to a mix of soulful ballads, bouncy dance pop, and standard pop songs. I mean, every time a new track is dropped by Utada Hikaru, I'm always so happy. Yeah. I think it's amazing how her style and sound, like, it sounds very modern, but it also sounds like almost exactly the same as when she debuted. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say exactly the same, but I just think she has such a distinct way of singing and distinct, like, sound in her music, and I love it.
Yeah, I know. And also, we talked before the recording that she came out as non-binary in 2021, I guess. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's actually Japanese celebrities, like Japanese singers or actors, they don't usually come out their gender identity or sexuality. So it's quite rare for us to know about, you know, the non-binary.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I remember when we did our episode about LGBTQ plus matters, like, yeah, I definitely remember talking about that. So when she hasn't announced what pronouns she prefers yet, but yeah, it's amazing to see her be really brave and, you know, accept herself in a public manner. Mm-hmm. So congrats on many fronts for Utada Hikaru.
The number one song on this countdown is Heart by A I Myeon.
Number one.
Sayonara wa iya wagamama kashira tada arata no arata no kokoro wa ubaetara 寒さに負けないようなぬくもりであなたのことを温めてあげられる。自信のある恋ばかりじゃないけれど私のこの目に嘘がないこと分かってほしい。きっとこれは恋の始まり。伝えれば済むと分かってること、遠くに行かないでよって少し胸が痛い。寝つけない夜に暴れ出すコード、私の中溢れ出す愛情で締め付けたい。ずっと笑っているのも起きてすぐ書く依頼もただあなたに、あなたに認めてほしい。
Aimyeong was influenced to become a singer-songwriter in the past because of her grandmother, who herself aspired to be a singer, and her father, who worked as an audio engineer.
Ooh, a familial line, just like, Dada. So not just a singer, she also wrote the lyrics for the song Time Goes By from the third single of the boy group Johnny's West, which was released on February 4th, 2015.
Heart is Aimyeong's 12th single released November 24th, 2021.
Oh, wow. And still, it is a dominating force on the charts. That's wonderful. I think Aimyeong is another person who has really made a big name for herself in J-pop and changed J-pop a lot already, even though her career is kind of relatively short so far.
Mm-hmm. I think that she is one of the represent 令和 era.
Definitely.
Like, Utada Hikaru, Hikaru Utada is like a, she's the one of the singer in Heisei era, and now we are in 令和 era, and Aimyeong is, I think, one of the, you know, best female singer in this 令和 era.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. It's, absolutely undeniable. Yeah, she is just so powerful. So, for our indie spotlight, we have Oshiete, Self Love, by the artist AU Super, or AU Super.
Mm-hmm. catch it in my nose, let it go. Or the thought is so in paradise, Nikki, my soul. Kimi no ito, me said that, be set me now, yeah. Oh, siete, are you worth it? I could work my magic, but do you really deserve it? Oh, siete, are you worth it? I could work my magic, but you don't really deserve it.
He said, no, I know, I don't need. He's not what cute chin moku wa ore no sasami. Nara anybody moving ayashi. Kokoro no naka ni ore tachi no oni ga aru ki. Dakara I know, kimi no itami. Ore no tsuyoi tamashi ga hanashi. And it's telling me that the soul is immortal, but the body will still bleed. Ore no mirai wa tanishimi. Matsu no wasabi shi. But it's okay, I got my family and everything I need.
I feel so high off of self-love. I don't got the racks, but you got it well done. Kimi no jikoken no yamero. Are wa hakai suremo no, let it go. Ore to isho on paradise ni kimasho. Kimi no ito, mi sete, be set me now, yeah. Oh, siete, are you worth it? I could work my magic, but do you really deserve it? Oh, siete, are you worth it? I could work my magic, but you don't really deserve it.
Ore no kachi wo mitakunai nara doke. Yeah, tryna get to the cash, sore wa itsumo no ore. Yeah, omae wa ore wo kirai da to ita. Okay, I don't care, I got zero problems over here. Keep your nonsense over there.
Kirai muten doshi, ore no shari wa pichi garu. Level up, super saiyajin ore wa naru. Osaru, cause I go crazy like a chimp, yeah. Whether you like it or not, ore wo cuts, I'm finna win, yeah. Kimi no jikoken no yamero. Are wa hakai suremo no, let it go. Ore to isho on paradise ni kimasho.
Kimi no ito, mi se te, be set me now, yeah.
Oh, siete, are you worth it? I could work my magic, but do you really deserve it? Oh, siete, are you worth it? I could work my magic, but you don't really deserve it. I feel so high off of self-love. I don't got the racks, but you got it well done. I feel so high off of self-love. I don't got the racks, but you got it well done.
Au Super, or AU Super, is a 21-year-old Jamaican producer, singer, and rapper.
AU Super, or Au Super, is a multicultural artist. His mother is Jamaican and his father is Belgian. He sings and raps in English, Dutch, and Japanese.
He created his artist name from the symbol for gold on the periodic table.
Although he makes predominantly hip-hop music, his influence comes from various styles of music. He said, "I'm very influenced by soul, jazz, metal, etc. I could enjoy any piece of music, to be honest. At heart, I'm a true producer. Using my skill, tools, and network, I can manifest whatever ideas that occur in my mind into existence."
Oshiete, Self-Love, was released on the 16th of October, 2020. I think it is really cool, like, such a unique background, and then he comes to, like, rap in English and Dutch and Japanese. It's, like, a very interesting mix of all of the different, I guess, influences that he has.
He put Japanese and English words very naturally. So, was great.
No, definitely. Yeah, so I really enjoyed getting to listen to it, and I went and listened to some of the other tracks that he featured on his Twitter and stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was wonderful. So if you enjoyed that, please check out AU Super. Mm-hmm. Well, sadly, I think we've come to the end of our time together, Haru.
Mm.
I really enjoyed getting to... It's been a little while since I've done a regular countdown, but I really enjoyed getting to listen to some new music and some old music, and I love getting to catch up a little bit during our time.
Yeah. Dean and Edward are back next week to bring you a brand new indie artist episode for the brand new year of 2022.
Yes, that's right. They will do a good job. Hopefully, they will enjoy ringing in the new year like we did today. Mm-hmm. Well, I think as a final note, we can just wish everyone a happy new year. Let's say goodbye to 2021 and embrace the the good energy of 2022, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. And that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And of course, there are more episodes coming up this year, so please stay tuned. I'm your host, Haru.
And I'm Andy.
Please stay safe, everyone, and have a wonderful year.
Yes, take care. Happy 2022. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music
podcast. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.